Nick-ba. Sorry, George, I was Nick-ba. Early on the trigger. Igba. How are you guys? My name is Igba here. Nick-ba, Josh Peterson with you here in the Omaha Baseball Village. I can't wait to lean on Josh with this previous game recap.
I got you,
presented
fam.
By Rotella's Italian Bakery, a century of pride in every single slice.
All right, so Auburn was up 3-0 last night going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Mississippi State gets a run, but Auburn tacks on another one in the top of the eight. Which
excellent
is one
uses of tack.
There you go. Thank
nice.
You. It's one of those
baseball
insurance
guy.
Runs. There's a sponsorship upstairs. I can't remember what it is. So it's 4-1 going into the bottom of the ninth. Mississippi State, they are down to their last out. They hit it to third. The third baseman chucks it over the first baseman's head. They end up scoring runs. They win on a walk-off after tying it.
Yikes.
What a meltdown by Auburn. They had a chance to pull off the upset, and they were unable to do so. So Mississippi State, I made a Mississippi State fan very mad yesterday because I tweeted about their uniforms. I was like, those uniforms are not very good. And he was mad at me because I'm on the station that airs the College World Series, and I never
that's
watched them this year.
For you or something?
Because, like, why didn't you know this in February? They always wear these uniforms. Like, sorry, I don't watch college baseball in February. Leave me alone. Like, if you come to me, like, oh, man, I follow Josh for the college baseball March takes. Like, what are you doing?
You have been sadly mistaken.
Nick, why are your Royals opinions so bad, Nick? That's why I follow you. Get out of here. Mississippi State wins.
Good. How about that? Previous game recap presented by that was good. I know I like previous game recap presented by Rotella's Italian Bakery, a century of pride in every slice. I like that pride in every slice like that. Hey, let's get our injury report presented by Methodist Health System, personalized care and expertise for your family's health. Methodist, the meaning of care. For Arkansas, shortstop Casey Martin will play.
Will play.
He is going to play.
You've been wondering.
I've been wondering all night with that shoulder how he's going to do. And then Texas Tech, Gabe Holt, that thumb.
Yeah.
Just not quite ready.
Oh, so he couldn't, like, go. He couldn't stand
give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, he couldn't give it a thumbs up.
All right, Gabe.
Give us a thumbs up. Coach, I can't do it. All right, well, you're not good enough. You couldn't give us a thumbs up. I'm going to give you the thumbs down. Thumbs down. You're not playing.
Like Joaquin Phoenix in The Emperor.
Yeah.
In Gladiator. Just put a thumbs down. So Gabe Holt, fortunately, couldn't give the thumbs up. If that was the final test, thumbs up,
that'd
you're
be
in.
Hilarious. Thumbs up, 7-up. They got to play a game of thumbs up, 7-up, and he can't do it. Nope. You couldn't play thumbs up, 7-up.
You have to hitchhike your way to the game.
Yeah.
If Gabe Holt went through a series, Gabe Holt went through a series of checkpoints and tests. The final, which being he had to hitchhike his way here. That thumb clearly could not get up, and he is still on I-80 somewhere.
All right, Gabe, we're going to play a little video game. They give him a controller, Super Mario, and he's struggling. He can't play Super. Come on!
You have to complete one lap at Koopa Troopa Beach. And you have to slide turn on Nintendo 64.
Dude, I played at Mario Kart the other night. I'm not that good.
I feel like it's been a minute. I used to feel like I was all that in the mini chips, but it's been a minute. That's the injury report.
Our recap and our injury report better
pretty
than anyone else
fantastic.
So far. I think we got to say. George's been here every day. That's the best
that
one.
Was that the best one?
That's the best
that's
one so
the best
far.
One. I feel like we peaked early.
Dude, I'm ready for tomorrow.
That
what are we going to do tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean,
in the previous
hopefully there's someone else that's got a bad thumb.
Thumb injuries?
I'm all in on thumb injuries.
Couldn't hitchhike.
What happened? I mean, did you get jammed? It was a jammed ball?
Oh, that would hurt.
What happened?
Man, when's the last time you jammed your thumb? Knock on wood. It's been a long time for me. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
Jammed thumb sucks.
Stubbing your toe.
Ooh.
Stubbing your toe.
Ugh.
Brutal.
Yeah. Awful.
Absolutely brutal.
See, now I think of any injury as like how it would affect me on the golf course. Like, oh no, could I play golf? I couldn't play golf with a jammed thumb.
Can't grip
I could
it,
do
it
with
it.
The toe. I could do it with the toe.
You could.
Oh, but with the thumb, it'd be curtains on my golf game.
Oh man. Yeah. You know what's I'm thinking of random injuries, and this is just like an injury for a second, but what exactly is happening when you have an ice cream headache?
Ooh.
What exactly is scientifically, medically occurring?
When you get brain freeze?
Like what?
Tremendous question.
That's a heck of a question.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, that is
a fantastic question.
I've yet to be answered in all these interviews.
I don't know, man.
Because that is.
We'll explore it tomorrow, I think.
I think I'm going to get my Google. What exactly is happening with an ice cream headache?
With a brain freeze. Why do I have a brain freeze?
Brutal. Okay, well, this was fun.
Yeah, that was good times.
Good times.
And we're back tomorrow.
We're back tomorrow doing our thing at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, let's send it to John Bishop because we got some College World Series action. Arkansas, Texas Tech coming up next here on 1620 The Zone.
Bye.